This is Cook County School News. Hi, this is Pam Taylor, health teacher, phy-ed teacher, athletic director, adaptive PE teacher at Cook County Schools. Spring is an exciting time here at Cook County Schools. We have our spring sports starting up. We have baseball, softball, track. Right now, the numbers look good in all three sports. So parents, make sure that your kids have their forms in, which most of them do. Make sure you get their participation fees paid. And then as the seasons progress, watch the weather, because with baseball and softball mainly, we always have a lot of cancellations and rescheduling. So be diligent with the weather. Listen, we make phone calls. We put it out on WTIP. We put it out on Boreal. So just make sure you keep on tabs if it looks like it's going to be a rainy or, in Cook County, a snowy day in the spring. So parents, also remember, we got the end of third quarter coming up here within a couple of weeks, and grades are very important for our athletes. So make sure you check in with your kids to make sure that they're up current on their grades and that they are all passing their grades. Because as part of the athletic director, the part I don't like the most is having to tell kids they can't play because they haven't been passing their classes. So make sure you check up on your kids' grades and keep them all up to par. And if they need some additional help, all the teachers at Cook County High School are more than willing to help your students one-on-one, small groups, after school, before school, lunchtime. So double check. Just make sure that your kids are doing well in their schools because schooling is very, very important for our kids. As far as your fees go, parents, if you are on free or reduced lunch, your fees are only half the amount of what the fee is. And fees this year for the high school students, grades 9 through 12, is $150 per sport. For 7th and 8th graders, it is $125 per sport. So if you're on free or reduced lunch, you only have to pay half of that amount. Now that we've entered the spring sports, sometimes we put a cap on our fees. So if you have one child that's in three sports, the cap is $375 for a single individual child. If you're on a family, have a family fee, you got two, three, four, however many kids in sports, the family cap for fees is $600 a year. So if you're not sure where you're at, what you need to still pay, please contact me at the Cook County Schools, because I'm more than willing to let you know where we're at, where you're at with your fees. And if you also have problems and you need a scholarship, I have scholarships available. So please, please don't stop your child from playing just because of finances. I have scholarships. I have people waiting to give me money for scholarships. So please make sure that your child participates if they want to participate. If you need to call me, Cook County Schools, Pam Taylor, 387-2271. And my extension is 212 is the best extension to get a hold of me, because I have several here at school. So call me there or email me at ptaylor.isd166.org. I have one more exciting event that happens here at Cook County Schools in the spring, and it is sponsored by our student council. It is the spring blood drive. We run two blood drives a year, one in the fall and one in the spring. This spring, I was a little worried when it came time the morning of the drive. I had 37 kids signed up. Before 8 o'clock, 5 of them came and said, "Miss Taylor, I'm sick. I can't give blood." And I'm like, oh, no. But the senior girls in the student council did an awesome job. We sent 37 kids, well, some adults, but mainly kids, out to the blood mobile bus. They were able to draw 29 units of blood. We had this spring 11 first-time new donors. And we had to defer about 7 kids just for various reasons. You know, they coughed when they got out there, or they didn't eat breakfast, or there was, you know, several different reasons. But it was one of the strongest drives that we've had. I mean, we usually run around 25, but we had 29. I couldn't believe it when I got the news back. So it was an awesome drive. The guy that comes in and registers people was very impressed with the senior girls that helped him out. He said, I never had a better crew of kids to work with. We invite the Bloodmobile to come up here twice a year. And the reason we do it is, well, we've had a few people over the years that have had either children or spouses or somebody who's needed blood for various illnesses or accidents or whatever. So we started this, and it gets the young people learning about community service, donating blood so that other people can be helped, because every unit of blood that is drawn helps 3 people. So we went, 29 people, we saved 85 people were helped with the blood that the kids donated that day. So we want to continue. We want the kids to become blood donors, make it a lifelong thing for them to, activity for them to participate in. But it's just a good all-around thing, and the kids enjoy it. They get treats afterwards, so, you know, they might get to miss an hour of class. So a lot of times they'll pick a class that, oh, maybe they just want to miss for the day. So it's kind of interesting when they sign up, but they usually have a good time, and they come back in with lots of treats and very proud with their colored armbands on. So it's always a fun time, and they want us to do more than 2 a year because we do such a good job with it up here, but it's with our small numbers in the school, 2 is plenty for us. And the third one would be kind of tough to push it in there. But that doesn't mean that you can't give blood. Anybody can give blood. They'll test you to make sure that you're good. You just have to weigh at least 130 pounds, which some of our students don't. But, you know, you probably weigh 130 pounds. You have to be healthy for at least a week. They will test your iron to make sure you've got plenty of iron. So the Bloodmobile is not just here at Cook County Schools. It comes to Cook County, to the Senior Center, to the various churches, and it comes up about every 3 months, I believe. So, you know, make sure you watch out and listen and look around, and you can always sign up for a blood drive when it comes here. Or if you're in Duluth, go to Memorial Blood Centers in the Burning Tree Plaza and donate up there. And they're open 5 days a week. So you can go up there anytime during the day in Duluth and donate. And just walk in and they'll bring you on in and draw your blood. Okay, so we're coming to an end of the year. I'm really excited for these spring seasons. They should be awesome. We got some great athletes coming out. We got some strong teams coming up. So I want to thank all the parents and the community for the support of our athletes at school and for our non-athletes at school, just because this community is awesome. They are behind us all the time. They're complimenting our kids. They come, and parents and non-parents and everybody comes to games, and it's just great. So thank you, parents. Thank you, Cook County. Thank you, community. And this is Pam Taylor signing off. Go Vikings!